Today on Rappler. Philippine President Marcos is named one of Time Magazine's most influential people. The DOJ says a son of Arnie Teves bribed Timor-Leste police. The Philippines tells China to reflect upon its actions, calling it the source of tension in the region. President Marcos tells the MMDA not to penalize violators of the e-trike ban for now. And Britain's Prince William returns to public duties after his wife Princess Kate's cancer revelation. Time magazine names Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. one of the 100 most influential people of 2024. Time writes, Marcos, son and namesake of the late dictator, won the presidency in 2022 by whitewashing the family's legacy of plunder and human rights abuses through, quote, clever manipulation of social media. It adds the Marcos family's project to rehabilitate its image, quote, resulted in other shifts. Marcos's victory came more than 3 decades after the People Power Revolution ousted his father, whose 21 years in office was marked by iron fist rule, human rights atrocities, and plunder. The Time 100 list also includes leaders Chinese Premier Li Qiang, Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk, Taiwan President-elect William Lai, and Yulia Navalny, widow of the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The Justice Department says one of Arnie Teves' sons allegedly bribed a member of Timor-Leste's criminal investigation police in exchange for special treatment while in detention. The expelled lawmaker was under Timor-Leste's custody after he was arrested for his alleged crimes in the Philippines. The DOJ says Teves' son offered a $2,000 bribe, or around 114,000 pesos, in exchange for so-called security inside and outside Bicara prison, where Teves is being held while waiting for his extradition or deportation. Amid the bribery allegation, the DOJ asked the Timor-Leste government for Teves' immediate deportation. DOJ Secretary Boying Remulla tells Teves, quote, go home and face the court squarely. Stop playing hide-and-seek with the law. Teves is the alleged mastermind in the killing of Negros Oriental Governor Ruel Degamo and 9 others. The Philippines says China should reflect upon its actions in the South China Sea and the West Philippine Sea, calling it the source of tension in the region. This after Beijing claims the recent U.S.-Japan-Philippines Trilateral Leaders Summit only amps up tensions in the region. Beijing also says it strongly opposes the practice of bloc politics by relevant countries. In a statement, the Department of Foreign Affairs says the trilateral cooperation is an admirable aspiration that should not be considered a threat by any peace-loving country. On April 12, U.S. President Joe Biden, Japan Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, and Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. met in the White House for the first ever trilateral summit. In a joint vision statement, the three countries expressed serious concerns over Chinese actions in both in the South China Sea and the East China Sea. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. instructs the Metropolitan Manila Development Authority and local governments not to penalize e-bicycles and e-tricycles plying national roads in Metro Manila. He says more time is needed to educate the public about the ban, which will remain in place. In a post on X, Marcos says, quote, if they will be apprehended, the purpose is to inform them about the roads they can ply and remind them about new policies being enforced in order to maintain order and safety in the streets.
Bigyan natin silang isang buwan para alam nila kung ano ba yung dapat nila gawin.
The MMDA regulation released in February lists nearly 24 roads where e-bikes, e-trikes, tricycles, pedicabs, pushcarts, and kuliglig are prohibited beginning April. Britain's Prince William returns to public duties for the first time since his wife Kate revealed she was undergoing preventative chemotherapy for cancer. In a video message last month, the Princess of Wales said tests taken following major abdominal surgery she underwent in January had uncovered cancer. William has been absent from official engagements since then, as the couple and their 3 young children come to terms with the news. Kate's office says she will return to public duties when her medical team says she is well enough to do so. Her illness comes at the same time William's father, King Charles, undergoes treatment for an unspecified form of cancer. He has also been absent from public duties since his diagnosis. And that's today's wrap. I'm Kara Oliver. Thank you for watching. Click the link below for the full story. Follow us on Rappler's YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok.